Okay, live from Crane Christian Church. We are glad you're with us in person. We're glad you're here online. And we're going back to Psalms 10. I'm doing both of them. It's really nice to have enough room to have, since I got this Methodist pulpit. So, Psalms 103. And I've got it, I've only got it in three versions this morning, or three translations, so we should be out of here by, what's today, Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be out of here by Tuesday. It's fine. So it's going to be fine. It's going to be all right. All right. I'm going to read completely through it, but we will not start at the beginning again with the teaching part, but I'm going to read completely through it because I want you to hear the word of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I think we spent 2 weeks on that. Mm-hmm. Who forgives all your iniquities. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And okay, I'm going to say something else. Good for me.
Yeah.
Y'all probably don't need that. Good for me, who heals all your diseases. Good for me, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And now that I'm 42, you know, at least evangelically speaking, or evangelistic, okay, whatever. So the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He makes known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. The Lord is merciful and gracious.
Amen.
The Lord is merciful and gracious. Is that the truth?
Yes.
We can't look at our circumstances and decide what God is. You have to look at the word. Then you have to know him personally, and you'll know that these words are true. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to anger, unlike one side of my family, okay? And abounding in mercy. Is God a God of mercy?
Yes.
He will not always strive with us, nor he will keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. We're going to jump into something in the next service that makes, I'm hoping I can stay. I'm hoping I can just not holler the whole thing. I'm thinking about doing cartwheels. Has anybody ever seen cartwheels in church? Yeah, well, I haven't either because I've never been able to do one, but I'll need some divine help. Or the deacons to hold my feet. One of the two. Okay. Thank you, Lord. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, he has removed our transgressions from us. He's not sitting around thinking about your sin. Did you know that? Because it's been blotted out. Because it's been removed, because it's been changed. You say, well, I messed up yesterday. Everybody that may not have hit the mark yesterday, raise your hand. Okay, we got a house full of people that just, a bunch of sinners. Okay, and for us sinners, this is good news.
Amen.
Cast into the sea and forget.
So, let me get back up here. Okay. He has removed our transgressions from us so far. They're removed as a father pities his children. Guys, I want to tell you, this whole concept of the father, the husband, the kinsman redeemer, if you get a hold of that in your heart, it will change the way you see things. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frames and remembers we're just dust. People are all worried about, oh, they're getting cremated. Guess what? You came from dust. So don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. As my friend says, don't worry about that. Okay. As for man, his days are like grass, as flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wild grass, the wind passes over it and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Listen, guys, from Adam to the last note hit in Revelation, listen to what he's saying is. He's saying the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, from the beginning to the end. He does not run out of grace. He does not run out of mercy. On those who fear him and his righteousness to children's children, to such keep his covenant, to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you angels, and we talked about angels last week, who excel in strength and do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all ye hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, all in all places of his domain. What's not his domain? It's all his.
Amen.
It's all his. So, if I get called to a place of weirdness at work, I'm just going to be generic, and I get in there, guess what I can do? I can praise God.
Amen.
You go, what? Not praise God for that. Not praise that God, praise God for anything. I can praise God because he's right there.
Amen.
He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. It's all his. It is all, and everybody is so worked up over this, that, and the other. But I want to tell you, I want to read this in the message all the way through, and I'll go fast, and then we'll clean it up a little bit maybe. Oh, my soul, bless God from head to toe. I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. And I want to tell you something. Thankfulness is important. Be thankful, not just at Thanksgiving, not just before you eat. Be thankful, guys. And the more I deal with tragedy, the more I deal with people going through tragedy. We talked about a few things before we went online with the family here. But here's the deal. The more I do it, the more thankful I am for what I have this minute. This minute. Are you following me? Be thankful. Thank him. And I want to tell you something. If you go to a good psychologist, a good psychiatrist, he'd tell you this. Before you go to bed at night, don't list out everything that's wrong. List everything that's right, what you are thankful for, that you're thankful that you know, Pastor Jeremiah was here a month and a half ago, and he was, we were talking after, and I was trying to understand this whole water system. I thought maybe it had been polluted. You know how sometimes, one time I worked at a town not too far from here, that they were working on a pipe and a skunk got in the pipe. And people was turning on their water and black and gray hair was coming out of it. They were confused, but and had a slightly funny smell. But anyway, the point being is this, okay? Literally, guys, Pastor Jeremiah said that, you know, after the country was restored to majority rule and all that, they're in a lot of ways they're doing well, but the systems, the water systems, the road systems, the bridge systems, all that, none of that's been taken care of. And now he is standing out there with a bucket. Now he's got a shower in his house, he's got turn on water, but it don't work. So he goes out there and stands in line with a big water truck going around to empty out in South Africa to get, this is a urban setting. Can you imagine what's going on with, I will just leave that alone. But I mean, literally guys, I'm thankful that when I go in there and turn that water on, it comes out.
Amen.
And, you know, my mom was raised, she had dirt floors. When they moved into the house, my grandmother got two apple carts and nailed them on the wall so they'd have two things to put their four or five dishes in. I mean, literally, that's how poor they were. And my mom would walk into the house. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. It'd be cold outside. She'd walk in the house and she'd say, she would stop. And she'd say, thank you, Jesus, for a good warm house. And, you know, we had air conditioning. And when I was a kid, we had one of them winter units. It made a lot of racket, okay? You had to turn those two channels we got on the TV up so you could, you know, we got the educational channel. That's how I got so smart because I watched a lot of TV. Anyway, but the point being is this, literally, she would come in and she said, thank God for a cool house. Because think about South Arkansas in the in the 50s and the 40s with no air, with no, you know. We won't go into everything she would say, but that's just things that thankful. Are we thankful? Okay. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone, even the one that you're struggling with. He heals your diseases, everyone, even the ones we still struggle with. He redeems you from hell. Does that sound important? He redeems you. That means paid for you. What did he pay for you with?
His life.
That's right. His very blood. Okay? So, he crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. I think that's an interesting phrase around that. Because I want to tell you, yesterday, I spent some longer than usual in his presence. And I want to tell you, everything that I was worried about, everything that I was thinking about, everything that was stressing me out, the longer I was in his presence, the more relaxed, the happier, the more satisfied that I got. That ought to, you know, if you're a detective, that's a clue. And I will never forget many, many, many years ago in prayer and thinking and reading the Bible, because I never fished I fished the river a little bit, but when I was a kid, all we fished was ponds. That's all we ever fished, because that's what I could walk to, okay? And I had, a little bitty creek there by the house. And we would catch these little bitty, everybody know what a bream is? Perch, bream, okay. Little bitty thing. We'd get them and they'd get right close there and we'd take them off and lay them on the bank and they would just be gasping. But every once in a while, they'd flop and flop and flop and get back in. And when they hit that water, bam, they were gone. And I'll never forget as an adult, worshiping him in his presence, crying out to God, loving him, feeling his love, and me realizing when I'm not here, I'm like a brim out of water, or any kind of fish, I guess. But that's the one I remember because it was flopped up there and got back in. And even, listen, even when it would get just a little bit in the water and be hung up in the rocks, it'd be getting some of that water. That'd give it enough strength to pop the rock and then go on. Get in his presence, and you say, well, I'm not worthy. You are absolutely 100% correct.
Amen.
And you are here. I know you're special. Everyone here is special, so feel special, but you're not that special. None of us are worthy. None of us is worthy. I love the fact, you know, I am a big Billy Graham fan, and I will never forget what he said, and I mean, I heard it on tape over and over and over because it was part of a deal that somebody had mixed in back in the 80s or 90s or whatever. But he says, you know, people ask me how I know that when I die, I'm going to heaven. People ask me how I know that. And he literally would say these words. He literally say, I don't deserve heaven. Nobody does. I don't deserve forgiveness, but his word says that I am forgiven, and he has forgiven my sins and removed them as far as the east and the west, and I have full faith and confidence in him. Amen. In him. Amen. And the more I know him, the more faith and confidence I have in him. The more I study the word, the more I stay in his presence, the more faith and confidence I have in him. And when I have that faith and confidence, the anxiety level around my house goes like this. We're not as worried much about the tires that I got to get up there and get changed. And you say, well, that's stupid. No, that's just one of 40 things I'm trying to do. You know, somebody said, oh, you ought to buy that. I said, if I get one more thing with tires or handlebars, I'm going to run in the river. Anyway, okay. No. We're online. We're trying to keep moving. Okay, good point. Ask and ye shall.
Receive.
Seek and ye shall. Knock and ye shall. Okay, well, you know. Does that remind you of anything? What was that guy on TV that would just keep knocking until they answer the door? Yeah, okay. So, he wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. And I want to tell you, you've been victimized. And you go, well, no, I haven't. I'm not a victim. Listen, I hope you're not living as a victim. But listen to me. You have been victimized. And the reason you've been victimized is because of sin. And you go, well, Adam and Eve, or if it had been Bruce and Kim, or especially David, PJ, yeah, for sure them. Me and Kim would probably made it a little bit longer, probably the third day. But anyway, the point is this, guys. Literally, since they sinned, since sin is in this earth, we all suffer under that curse. But he became the curse on the tree, guys. Okay, and watch this. God makes everything come out right.
Amen.
He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work, opened up his plans to all of Israel. And I want to tell you, we've spent years in this room studying Israel. Okay, years. Genesis, Exodus, then Genesis. Then Exodus, then some more Exodus, then Joshua, then Joshua. I mean, you go back 20 years, I cannot tell you how many times we've been through that pattern. Probably four or five, almost line by line, at least story by story. But let me tell you something. God wants to tell you how he's doing his work. Because when you know him, you love him, guys. He showed Moses how he went about his work. He opened up his plans. God is sheer mercy and grace. He's not easily angered. He is rich in love. Is that what it says? Okay, now I want to use a quick illustration because this is not a joke, what I'm going to tell you. I know people who are rich. I know them. I've spent time with them. And I will never forget, I had to get out of my mindset. Okay, because that rich people have a different mindset. And you go, well, no, I'm not talking about something bad. I'll give you an example. When I go to the Galena Cafe, what's it called? Farmer's Daughter. When I go there and I go in, I always look at the prices. I mean, I've been there 25, 50, a bunch of times, several times, okay? I always look at the price, what's the special? Okay, well, now that's for $11, but this other one's 12, you know? And you go, Bruce, why would you do that? Well, because that's my nature, okay? You know, people talk about gambling and buying, I'm going to so-and-so and going to go to the bill. I told them, I lost $13 and 67 cents in Minot, North Dakota in 1977. It cured me from any idea that I'd ever want to be a gambler. okay? That $13 is still bothering me, okay? But, oh, it was cheap. As, well, never mind, we'll keep moving. So, he showed Moses how he went about his work. He's sheer mercy and grace. He's not easily angered. He's rich in love. And just, I want to tell you, rich people think like this. They say, you want the T-bone or you just want a Coke? Or what do you want? They're not looking at the price. Do you know why?
It don't matter.
It don't matter. Why don't it matter? Because they're getting, it's like me coming to, if you come to my house and I say, hey, you want a drink of water? You want a big drink or a little drink? Because it's all coming out of the same hole. I mean, it's just, I don't care. You want a jug of water? You want a teaspoon of water? I don't care, because I'm rich in water. Are you following me?
Yep.
He's rich in grace. You say, Lord, you don't know what I've done. I can't come to church. You know, and I can tell you, this church has been here for 123 years, coming up on 124. It's not going to fall down when you come in. Now, we did have a little confusion a few years ago, but other than that, we got that fixed. But that was not caused by Dave and PJ coming in. Okay. All right. So he is sheer mercy and grace. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold. Oh my word. We live in a world where everybody's scolding one another. You know, if I can get on to you for something, I just feel a little better about myself. And I want to tell you the reason that everybody's pointing fingers, I'm dead serious, guys, is because they don't know how loved they are. And when you get that love, when my wallet's full of love, I can give love. When I don't feel loved, I ain't got none to spare. Does that make sense? And I want to tell you guys, this is what it's saying. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold or hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us like our sins deserve nor pay us back for our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, as strong as his love is those who fear him. As far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. And I want to tell you, I had a very good father. He was not a perfect father. He's just a good father. Okay? He did the best he could. And I want to tell you something. When Dad walked in the door, I didn't go, I didn't act like that. But I want to tell you something. If I'd been into something and I heard that noise, because that's what it sounded like when that little thin belt was coming out of those loops, I was scared. I was scared, okay? And I feared his hand of discipline. I feared his... Well, you ain't gonna get that because you've been acting ugly. Go to your room. You see what I'm saying? I fear that. But did I fear him? Because I want to tell you something. There was never a day in my life that I didn't know that he wanted the best for me. Even on his worst days, on his best days. He's a workaholic just like I am. He worked all the time. Okay. But here's the deal, guys. He has... As high as the heaven is over the earth, as strong as his love is those of us who fear him. And as far as the sunrise from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. In other words, it's not going to bother us. As parents feel love for their children, God feels for those who fear him. He knows us inside and out and keeps in mind we're made of mud. They use the word mud instead of dust. A little water in it, I guess. A little water in his dust. But here's the deal. You know it's true. We don't live very long. God's love, though, is forever and always eternally present to all who fear in his righteousness with their children's children. I want to tell you guys, I know for a fact, this is not a purpose. This is not something I presume. Okay? I know what I'm going to tell you for a fact. The choices that my grandmother made, Grandmother Bromley, I'm being blessed from those. Right. The choices that my mother and my father made, I'm being blessed from those. And has it all been just one big long hayride? Yeah, it's a hayride with a fire at the end of the trailer. Okay, but anyway, but the point being, and the tractor blowing up, it pulls it. But here's the deal, all joking aside, the choices that we make affect our offspring, their offspring, and not just that, guys. There's two levels to this, which God showed me years ago, and get this in your head. I have biological children. I have covenant children. And I have spiritual children. And you go, what? Okay, I'll never forget when, I'll tell this very generically, okay. There's a family that we love and support. And one time, this little girl was somewhere and she referred to her dad, and it was me. And this guy there has some ties to Crane. And he goes, what? What? You know, she said it was hilarious because it was smoke. You're Bruce's love child, you know. And she said, well, yeah, but not like you think. And when the young man that was sitting right here last Sunday, he's my covenant son. As far as I know, there's no blood between us, but he's my covenant son. We go places and people go, is that your boy? I go, yeah. Not in a way that you would understand. But right. Yeah, but here's the deal. And then there's my spiritual kids, literally, that people that call me now from 40 years ago, that either I led to Christ or that I discipled them or you know, and they're spiritual kids. And then now they've got kids, and some of their kids have. I mean, it just goes on and on, guys. And here's the thing. What a blessing. And you say, oh, ain't you something? No. It has zero to do with me doing anything right. Zero. It's a gift from God. And I really, really love it and appreciate it. And here's the deal. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. And I want you guys to, if you leave this service today, if nothing else, because we're going to get into some, we're going to jump off a bridge into a, you ever see those guys that have the big tall thing and then jump off into the little bitty bill of water? That's what we're going to do this morning. So, you know, you don't need a life preserver, because just don't, make sure you go foot forward, because it's going to be some shallower. Praise the Lord with his angels, it's you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. But his kingdom rules over all. And if you don't get anything else out of today, God is in charge. Amen. And you can argue about that all you want, but then go read the Bible, please, because it will show you that God's in charge. Does it matter what we do?
Yes.
Absolutely. Do right. Just like when the first boy-girl party that I went to, Kathleen looked at J.O. I was like 14. I remember it like it was yesterday. She said, you better go in there and have the talk with Bruce. You better go in there and have the talk. And I'm thinking, I was 13. And so he goes in there and he shuts the door and he goes this. Some of y'all are getting nervous. It's okay, I promise. He looks at me and says, boy, do you know right from wrong? Yes, sir. He said, do right. Okay. That's it. That was my talk. Okay. So a lot of details was left out, but, you know, okay. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding and obey his word. I did a study yesterday on, once again, the Lord of hosts. That translates directly to this, what I'm going to tell you. The Lord of angel armies. The Lord of angel armies. And I don't, listen, I'm not going to run down this path too deep, but what I'm going to tell you is this. God is in charge. And there's spiritual warfare going on around us. There's spiritual warfare going on. But I want to tell you, God wins. Number one, I've read, if you want to skip to the end of the book, you can read it. He wins, doesn't he?
Yes.
Does God win?
Yes.
Is there battles along the way?
Yes.
And every man, woman, or child in this book, this surrendered to him and walked with him, they won.
Amen.
And listen, I'm not talking about did they lose some battles, did they do some stupid stuff? How many in here has done anything stupid? I've done stupid stuff in the last 24 hours. Okay. Not the best. I have nothing really stupid. Okay. That's in my, okay. But here's the deal. He's in charge. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. And he is the God of angel army, the Lord of hosts, holy, righteous, and wonderful. Praise the Lord and all his heavenly hosts, you servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all of his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Revelation chapter 7, what time is it? I didn't set my watch.
Oh, I do.
Ooh, real quick. Revelation chapter 7, it's I think that's where it's at. I'm not going to look it up, I don't have time. But here's the deal. At one point, they're worshiping. The angels are worshiping. The people are worshiping. Everybody was worshiping. And I want to tell you, there is no time, space, or dimension to God. He's everywhere. He's already there. You say, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He's already there. I'm serious. Guess what? He took care of your past. He took care of your future. And guess what? He's here with us now by his spirit. And you go, how's that possible? Well, that's because he's God and you're not. You can't be in tomorrow. You're not wired that way. If you live in tomorrow, you'll stump your toe in today. If you drive, keep looking at the rearview mirror, you'll run into something today. Is that right? So let him take care of your past. Let him take care. I'm not saying don't put it in your savings plan or whatever. All I'm saying is, listen, literally, he is God. And let's worship. The point of that whole thing was this. Let's worship him now because we will be worshiping him for eternity. Father, thank you so much for these folks. And thank you so much for your word. And Lord, this is the third week on this one. But Lord, we need it. We need to know who you are. Take us deeper, oh God, with you. And Lord, many of us have learned because we dug because of our suffering. So Lord, I thank you for that suffering. I thank you for that, God, because we've dug because of it. And we have found the gems. The stuff that's not on the top, we found it, and you are the pearl of great price, oh God, our Messiah, our Savior, our Lord. Thank you, God, for your love, mercy, and grace. And Father, thank you for these people. Thank you for your word, and we love you, and we worship you. Amen. The end.